WMU or something like that?
No, I just want to join these home lodges and insurance, you know. So if I happen to die, I try to keep that up so I'd have to, wouldn't be so much burden on my children.
Okay. Now, do you know where your mother was born?
No, I sure don't.
But was it in Georgia?
Yes, she's born in Georgia too.
And what about your father?
Well, he's born in Georgia.
Okay.
But he's dead. But he, when he died, he is over here at Pinehurst with his sister.
Okay.
He left us and went to Pinehurst. I reckon you hear him talking about the draw home over there. But he's over there with his sister on that over up in there.
Okay, and what did your father do? Was he a farmer?
He worked for a farm a little bit, but he quit work by the Vaughn place over there where we lived it at. He worked it by for wages, $5 a month.
Okay. And did your mother or your father go to school, or do you know anything about that?
I don't know about that.
Okay. And do you have any idea about your grandparents? Either your mother's parents or your father's parents?
No, I know my grandma because I've named after my grandma.
Uh-huh.
And I was a good sized little girl when she died, but not going
and
to school.
She lived in Georgia?
Yeah, well, she was born in Georgia. But people like us were scattered around. They left Georgia, you know, after people growed up and come and scattered around. But that got them sort of scattered, and that's the way they got scattered about.
Okay. And your husband was born in Georgia?
That's right.
Okay.
And all of his children, he had, nine children, I think, when he was married. His wife died.
Okay. Would you tell me something about this area that you live in, of Dooley County?
Well, I waited, we run the farm. It was in Dooley County where I was farming. And so after my husband died and Watt Brown took the place, well, that just put us again from hand to mouth. We have to dispossess, and I stayed over in Sumter County 12 months and moved right back in Dooley, over here in Dooley County, been here since.
Okay.
And so I had to work by the day and to tell my children got big enough to work, and so then they got big enough, but see, they got jobs.
Okay, I'm going to ask you some questions now, and they're just about everyday things that we talk about all the time. And if you'll just give me an answer, you know. Sometime in the afternoon, and it's still light outside, but it's before supper time, and you might say, well, I'm going to see somebody sometime later this what?
Later than this what?
Yeah, if you complete that sentence for me. If I'm going to say, I might see you later on.
Well, it may be later in the evening.
Okay, and is this what you mean, like if it's before supper time?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And when you get up in the morning, if it's still dark, but it's going to be light in a few minutes, you might say, I got up before what?
Before 4 o'clock.
Well, but what would that be in relation to the sun?
Well, I said I'd get up to cook, get the breakfast ready, so when the sun rises, I'd be ready to go to the field.
Okay. And what do you call the time of day when the sun disappears? Like if you have to get the cows in before the...
Well, I said the sun was down.
Okay. If there's been a big storm and it suddenly stops raining and the clouds are disappearing and the sun's going to come out, what would you say that was happening to the weather?
Well, I said it just had a storm.
Okay, but if it's breaking up and the weather's, you know, if it's been dark and dreary and raining and it suddenly clears up and the sun comes back out, do you have a word that you use for that?
Well, we said it's been well, just clearing up, we soon go back to work again.
Okay. What do you call a rain that's real hard, but it doesn't last very long?
Well, just call it, sometime when it comes, it just has a little thunder shower.
Okay. If you have a fireplace and there's a shelf over the top of the fireplace, what do you call that?
Mantle.